Welcome to the very first episode of Brandon's Entertainment Universe. My name is Brandon Parnes. This is a show where we dive deep into all facets of my entertainment universe. What I love in the world, the universe of entertainment. Today, I'm diving into Star Wars. Now, Star Wars is very vast. It's very huge, but it all started from one movie, one idea that turned into a film from filmmaker George Lucas. But that one movie spawned so many other movies and also a universe, a religion, if you will, a whole mythology that people dive into, get tattoos of even, go to dedicated conventions of, all what stemmed from this one movie. And I did not see that one movie. We're talking about Star Wars, aka Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. I did not see that movie until 2013. I was born in 1994. I could have seen the prequels when I was young. I was around the maybe an okay age to see it. I was 3 in 97. 3 or 4, 3, 2. So maybe not. But otherwise, I could have jumped on that bandwagon earlier, but I did not for whatever reason. I knew what Star Wars was a bit. I was Darth Vader for Halloween in 6th grade in 2006. But I wasn't Darth Vader. I knew, "Luke, I am your father." The actual quote is, "No, I am your father." But I was Darth Vader hosting game shows because I love game shows, which we'll talk about in another episode. But I was Darth Vader hosting game shows. I had this big Darth Vader helmet, the voice changer helmet, that I got for my birthday the year before. And I would go around, like, the Halloween parade at elementary school. I would say, through the voice changer, things like, "Deal or no deal?" Or "Survey says?" Or whatever it was from a game show. But I really didn't, I never saw Star Wars at that point. So when I saw it for the first time in high school, I was taking a history of film class, and one of the films was Star Wars, A New Hope. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I had visions of myself after I watched it, buying that Luke Skywalker yellow jacket. I never did, but that's how much I enjoyed it. And then later on, I watched the other films as well. And I do enjoy the new series that's out. The sequel series. I didn't find a problem with Last Jedi because I'm not an ardent fan like other people are of Star Wars. So I didn't notice all the things that was undone from Force Awakens. I just saw it as a Star Wars movie with characters from the Star Wars universe, and it happens after Force Awakens, and I enjoyed it. Me and my dad saw it on a giant ass screen, and we enjoyed it. There was nothing to pick apart for us. We just watched the film, we enjoyed it, and that's all that. The reason why I don't love it is because it wasn't built into my DNA. I discovered it and latched onto it on my own later in life, later than some people would discover it. And even though I'm not saying my parents or other people's parents would drill it into them, I don't mean it like that. I mean it like I decided to let this in much later than other people who have loved it for a long, long time, since they were kids. I don't have that connection where I've grown my love for it over a extended period of time. It's only been 5 years that I've enjoyed Star Wars, the movies. And as much as I would love to watch Clone Wars and all that stuff, Rebels, all the TV shows, it's not something that I have I have a real desire to hold on to. I love the movies. I have like 5 or 6 Star Wars t-shirts because it's a facet. It's a facet in my entertainment world, in my entertainment universe. It's not necessarily a what my world revolves around, which for a lot of people who like entertainment, Star Wars is that one thing their world revolves around. Like I said, they'll get tattoos of it. They'll make their whole, a room in their house, a Star Wars room or whatever. I have Star Wars bits here and there, but that's because I've adopted it. It's almost like a, like I'm magnifying more how I love it than I actually do. I do love it. I do enjoy it. I like it. I can say I like it. I say I love it, but I mean I like it. But I project that I love it. And that's not in any way a way of me saying or a way for you to think I'm a poser. I'm not. But I like it to a fact that I enjoy watching the movies. I think they're fun. I like hearing people talk about it. But am I ever going to get to a point where I get a tattoo of Jar Jar Binks? No. And that's okay, I think. I think you can still be a casual fan, but on the higher side of casual. I think there's a way to be a fan of something and express that you're a fan of it with 6 t-shirts, but not be as knowledgeable or as invested as other people are. And that's kind of what this show is about. Passion may not be there, but enthusiasm is. And maybe not a crazy enthusiasm, but a casual enthusiasm is there for a topic that I enjoy. I'm fine with scratching the surface. And sometimes if I want to go deeper, I will. But I'm okay with looking at the tip of the iceberg and enjoying the tip of the iceberg. That was dirtier than I meant it to sound. But that's what this show's going to be about. There are some things where I have a passion for them more than others. But there's also things that I just casually enjoy, but I casually enjoy them enough to talk about my thoughts on them. So that's what Brandon's Entertainment Universe is about. The BEU, if you will. You have the MCU, the BEU. Brandon's Entertainment Universe. Thanks for listening to our first episode. I'll see you next time with another fun topic to explore in Brandon's Entertainment Universe.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for Carson Daily.